Family Day, and it's good to have our children in service with us, watching us, worshiping with us. And kids, I don't know if you know this, you probably do, but in 2 days, we're going to be entering a new year. Anybody know what year that is? Yes. 2019. Are you kids excited about a new year? Huh? You said, Parents, are you excited about a new year? Y'all are lying. I'm not convinced that you guys are excited about 2019. Should we be excited about 2019? Why? I mean, every year we come to a new year and end of the year, rather, and we look forward to a new year, and it's time that many spend contemplating, will this year be better than next, or will this coming year be better than last, and we have all these New Year's resolutions. Children, you know what a New Year's resolution is? Yes. What is it? Yes, sir. Man, you ought to come up and preach with me. Anybody else want to share about what's a New Year's resolution? Anybody? Yes. Did you wave your hand? You didn't. Okay. New Year's resolution. Anybody want to come? I mean, that was a great definition. Are we excited about New Year's resolution? Yes. Yeah. A declaration. Okay. All right. Yeah. You're not going in with credit card debt. And the church said amen. Are you excited about making a New Year's resolution, or do you have are you resolute in not making a resolution? Sometimes we're like, I don't want to make any New Year's resolution. I don't want to start all over. I don't want to change. Or we're fearful of changing, or we're fearful that we won't change for a long time, but we'll only change for a brief season or a brief moment. In your opinion, what are some of the most popular resolutions that we hear of? Yes. I want to lose weight. Yes. Weight loss. Probably number one, right? Somebody had a hand up over there? That was yours. Okay. All right. Anybody? Yeah. Popular resolution. Read more. I want to read more. Yes. Yes. Quit smoking. I don't smoke. Quit smoking. Okay. Yeah. Yes. D? Get out of debt. Follow Patty, right? Yes. Exercise more so you can lose weight, or maybe not. Maybe you don't need to lose weight. Maybe you just need to exercise more. That's a resolution that comes up all the time. Now you ready? What's that? Let school come back? You want school to come back? Wow. Amen, amen. That's awesome. That's awesome and unique, all right? Resolutions, popular, yeah. Read your Bible more. Okay, not only read, but read the Word more, absolutely. What are some other resolutions? Yes, Roger. Pray more, absolutely, yes. New Year's resolutions, typically, yes. Eat healthier, all right, eat healthier. Let me add some. Get organized. That's one. Spend more time with family. Often a New Year's resolution. Travel more. Now, I don't know about how you're going to save money, but you travel more. Read more. Learn a new skill or hobby is a New Year's resolution. Oftentimes we see. What can be and should be the most popular spiritual New Year's resolutions for those who follow or desire to follow Jesus? What's that? Fasting and prayer. Okay. Yes. To be more like Jesus. Okay. That's a to be more like Jesus this year than I was last year. Okay. Yeah. Draw closer to God, okay? Yes. Share your faith more. Share about God more with people that you know. What else? Yeah. throw off the things that hinder. Okay? Yes. More of him and less of me. Yes. Huh. Okay. Allowing people to correct you, to spiritually help you. Okay. Good. Good. Yes. I'm not going to repeat that, but that was good. Yes. Yeah. Many, many years. Hey, we all are still working on it. Amen. I mean, we have these spiritual resolutions that as Christians, or those of us who desire to become Christians, need to really think about, contemplate, pray more. And it's not necessarily pray more minutes, but pray until you connect. Sometimes we can pray for 3 minutes and connect with God. Sometimes it takes 30 minutes. But man, make it a resolution to connect with God every single day. Make it a resolution to pray more with thanksgiving. How many times do I pray and I don't even thank God for what I have? But not only pray, but pray with thanksgiving. What about reading more? We said it. But with the attitude of, I want to listen more. Not just gain more knowledge, but I want to listen to God's direction in my life. Confessing our sins daily to God and to others. Man, what a great resolution would that be? What about sharing the gospel daily? We said that. With our spouses, our kids, our coworkers, our friends, strangers, our roommates. What about listening to the Spirit more in 2019? Does he speak? Oh, yeah. Are we listening to him? Maybe we need to do that more in 2019. Some of us, to be born again. We've been born once, but we need to be born again. Maybe that could be a great resolution for 2019 for you to say, you know what, I need to really believe. And when I believe, I need to confess that Jesus is Lord of my life. And I need to repent and have a mind change, and I need to get baptized. It's time. I'm tired of me. That would be a great resolution, amen? The three resolutions I'm focusing on, and I'm sure you know this, is I want to follow Jesus more. I want to be transformed by him more. And I want to join him more in his mission. I bet you could guess that I was going to say that, right? But you knew that. 2018 was one of the toughest years in my life spiritually. A lot to overcome, a lot to wrestle with. It's been a tough year. I'm looking forward to 2019. I've learned a lot and need to learn a lot more in 2019. Today's message, I pray, will introduce a key fundamental element to our 2019 year, not only individually, but as a congregation. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Let us pray. Father in heaven, your name, we pray, will be worshiped, will be adored, will be honored, would be praised. Father, your name is great. You are with us. You're the creator. You're the almighty. And Father, because of that name, we pray that your will be done. Your will be not only understood, but done on earth as it is in heaven. In our lives, in our families, as it is in heaven. In the trials and challenges. And Father, we pray that you will give us today what we need. Our daily bread, Father, we pray that you will forgive us our sins. And Father, we would forgive others the way you forgive us, quickly and completely, and for all of eternity. Help us, Father, to forgive others like you forgive us. Please do not bring us into temptation and leave us there. But Father, we know that you deliver us from Satan's schemes and his deceptions. Father, yours is the rule, your kingdom, and all of its power, we ask and we pray will come. And we know that your rule is eternal. Prepare us for that journey today. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Today I want to tell you a story, kids and grown-ups, that's in God's word. And it begins, there was a crowd, and there's always a crowd around Jesus and people following him. And this day and this scene is no different. Many were attempting to get to Jesus, to ask him questions, to just get to see him and be a part of his posse. And one man stood out. He was a desperate man. He was a man in need. And surely he got Jesus' attention. He was desperate. His son was demon-possessed. He had many seizures. And there were always fires around the different areas, and he would often fall into a fire and almost be killed. He was trapped. He had been this way since birth. This man was humble, but he was also disappointed because earlier he brought his boy to Jesus' disciples. And he asked them to drive out this demon. But they couldn't. They couldn't heal him. And when Jesus heard this, he was openly disappointed and frustrated and a bit exasperated that they couldn't heal the boy. He told the man, "Bring that boy to me." And the father brought the boy to Jesus, and he was healed. Disciples were wondering, why couldn't we drive him out? They pulled Jesus over on the side and said, why couldn't we drive out this demon? And Jesus told them that they lacked faith to do so. They didn't have the faith to drive out the demon in this boy. And he told them that this kind of healing only comes about through prayer and fasting. Faith, prayer, and fasting is the way you drive this demon out. Do you remember this Bible story? How many of you remember it? What do you like about the story? What impresses you about this story told in the scriptures about Jesus and his disciples and a demon-possessed boy and his father? What amazes you? What impresses you about this story? Yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Jesus wasn't afraid of the boy. I mean, I don't know about you. I'd be a little afraid of a boy slobbering and having seizures and being demon-possessed. Jesus wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid. Yes, Martha. Jesus was ready for this. Disciples weren't, but Jesus was ready. So perhaps that was his habit of praying and fasting. What else impresses you about that? Yes. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good point, Marshall. She's saying that sometimes she can jump into something wanting to help, but not having the power, not having the ability. And we have a concern, but we're not able to do it because, well, we lack faith and maybe we need to pray and fast. There was something that the disciples were missing. They tried, and maybe they had healed people before, but this one was different, and they weren't ready. Yes. Yes, yes. A lot of hope, absolutely, yes. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it shows their heart. I mean, they could have been like, mm-hmm, your fault, Peter. Or they could have complained or just kind of been quiet and kind of mosey on along and said, we'll get the next one. But they had the humility to say, Jesus, how come we couldn't drive it out? What a heart to imitate. I don't know who said it or if multiple people said it, but what a heart when you're going and you're hitting a wall time and time again to say, God, how come I can't drive it out? That's a great heart to imitate. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what a heart of the Father just to not stop until he got his boy healed. Great perseverance. Yes. Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Having to lean on Jesus, persevering again, feeling like, man, I'm here again. I'm struggling with this again. It's been a long time. I don't think I can. You know, and for them to persevere is amazing, I think, and we can learn a lot. Anything bother you about the story? Anything concern you about reading this? Yeah. Yes, Regina. How could I miss you? Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate you being honest about that. Sometimes we're just too embarrassed. And we go in high and we go, oh, I don't want Jesus to yell at me. You know, maybe our parents yelled at us. And so we don't want yelling from God. So we don't go to him. And we go in our corner and we sulk. Or we have addictions that we are struggling with because we just simply won't ask God. We simply won't go to him. When he'll tell us the truth, but it'll be in love, amen? I mean, that was pretty hard. I mean, you know, we're going to read it in a minute, but he told him, he said, hey, I'm a little frustrated here. Lack of faith is driving me crazy. But bring the boy to me, and you'll be okay. You know, so anything else concern you? Yes. Ah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. They can't do it. Not like you, you know, turkeys. You know. Yeah, Roger. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to explaining it. Bringing in a new dimension. A new dimension that perhaps just prayer can't touch. In Matthew chapter 17, beginning in verse 14, when they reached the crowd, a man approached and knelt down before him. "Lord," he said, "have mercy on my son because he has seizures and suffers severely. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Jesus replied, "You unbelieving and rebellious generation, how long will I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." Then Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And from that moment, the boy was healed. Then the disciples approached Jesus privately, and said, "Why couldn't we drive him out?" "Because of your little faith," he told them. "For I assure you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting." The big question, why couldn't we drive it out? Why couldn't we drive it out? We've done it before. Why couldn't we drive it out this time? Do you have things in your life right now that you can't drive out? That was a question. Do you have things right now in your life that you cannot drive out? I do. I have things in my life right now that I've tried for years to drive out, and they're not out. I have things in my life right now that come back every month and appear their ugly heads, and I thought I'd killed them, and they come back and say, "We're back." And it's frustrating, and it can be humiliating. You've tried. You've read your Bible. You've prayed. You've gotten advice. You've gone to counseling. You've prayed some more. And still, what could be a very simple answer to their question, why couldn't we drive it out? A very simple answer, and Jesus could have said this, you never could. You never could. Maybe somewhere along the lines, they felt like they could. And God showed them that, you can't. I need to remember this in my life. All the years before I became a follower of Jesus, all 18 of them, I made New Year's resolutions to stop cursing and to stop lying. And that's the only thing I knew that I was doing wrong. There was many, many more things, trust me. But that's what I really tried to do. I thought it was bad to curse and bad to lie. And I couldn't stop. I had no power. I had no perspective. I had no Holy Spirit. I had no God. I couldn't do it. The transformation that has taken place since I became a Christian, June 30th, 1985, would never have occurred without God's influencing and revealing word. That wouldn't have occurred without God's counseling and comforting Holy Spirit. They wouldn't have occurred without his loving and encouraging body of Christ. Those changes, any changes I've made since 1985 occurred because of God. Nothing I've done on my own. I can't even breathe on my own. I can't do anything. I can't take credit for any transformation. I can't take credit for any mountains moving in my life. They're all God. They're all God moved. So why couldn't they drive it out? Jesus expresses that little faith cannot move mighty mountains. Little faith cannot move mighty mountains. He said, because of your little faith, you can't drive it out. You know, faith is more than belief. It's putting ourselves in connection with God. It's more than just belief. A wire must be brought into connection with the battery before it can be charged with electricity. The pitcher must be placed in connection with the fountain before it can be filled. Little faith, little power, little connection, little results. So we need more. Amen? We need more. Why couldn't they drive it out? In verse 21, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. Some things only come out, some things only get better, some things only mature by way of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. There were two lumberjacks. One was an old lumberjack, the other one was a young stud-like lumberjack. And they had a tree cutting down contest. And they spent an hour cutting down trees. And boy, let me tell you, that young lumberjack was going at it. Pow, pow, pow. And that old one was pow, pow, pow. And you know, after 15 minutes, the older young lumberjack would sit down. And the younger lumberjack would keep on pounding. Pow, bow, bow. And then another 15 minutes came, and the older lumberjack would sit on down. But the younger one, man, he kept on chopping. After an hour, they totaled up the trees, and the older one chopped down more trees than the younger one. And the younger one said, how could this be? I was working around the clock an hour straight. The old man said, after every 15 minutes, I would sharpen my axe. I would sharpen my axe. 2019 is a year that we, at the 1200, we're going to sharpen our axes by way of prayer and fasting. Our effectiveness needs sharpening. Many of our marriages, including mine, needs sharpening. Our leadership, my leadership, the leaders in this room, we need sharpening. Our outreach needs sharpening. Our parenting needs sharpening. Our unity needs sharpening. And it's not going to come from the work that we do or the programs we put in. It's going to be because of prayer and fasting. We're going to move some mountains in 2019. Prayer and fasting is the key element to this sharpening. What is fasting? What is fasting? Fasting is the deliberate abstinence from physical gratification for a greater spiritual goal. Fasting is a deliberate abstinence from physical gratification for a greater spiritual goal. It's a renouncing of the material in order to access the supernatural. It's a renouncing of the material in order to access the supernatural. It's a denial of the flesh in order to gain the spirit. A denial of flesh in order to gain the spirit. This is a challenge for most of us. It's a challenge for me. fast. Why should we fast? Fasting links us to the invisible. Fasting fills our souls. Fasting restores the loss of our first love. Fasting restores truth in a biblical way. And it's a biblical way to truly humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Fasting enables the Holy Spirit to reveal your true spiritual condition. Fasting can lead to brokenness. Fasting can lead to repentance. Fasting can lead to transformation. Fasting, it's an expected discipline in the Old and New Testament. It's something that we don't do enough of, and I take responsibility. Fasting is an expected discipline in the New and Old Testament. Here are some examples. To gain victory after losing 40,000 men in battle in 2 days, the Israelites cried out for help. They fasted until evening. The next day, the Lord gave them victory over the Benjamites, Judges 20. To seek deliverance and protection, Ezra declared a corporate fast and prayed for a safe journey for the Israelites as they made a 900-mile trek from Jerusalem to Babylon, Ezra 8. To show grief, Nehemiah mourned and fasted and prayed when he learned Jerusalem's walls had been broken down, Nehemiah 1. To repent, after Jonah pronounced judgment against the city of Nineveh, the king covered himself with sackcloth and set in ashes and then ordered the people to fast and pray, Jonah 3. New Testament, to worship God, Luke 2 tells the story of an 84-year-old prophetess, Anna, who never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. To prepare for ministry, Jesus himself spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness fasting and praying before he began God's work on this earth, Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4. To seek God's wisdom, Paul and Barnabas prayed and fasted for the elders of the churches before committing them to the Lord for his service, Acts 14. In conclusion, only you can decide how great your need is to fast and pray. It is an individual conviction and decision. Only you can decide and determine how great your need is to fast and pray. When I say I can't, and God says I should, I need to fast and pray. There are some things that can only come out through prayer and fasting. It's time to bring our issues to Jesus. Really bring our issues to Jesus. Not have an intellectual understanding, but truly to spiritually bring our issues to Jesus, bring our burdens to Jesus through fasting and praying. Bringing our marriage issues to Jesus for fasting and prayer. Doesn't matter how long you've been married. Been married over 26 years. We have issues. I have issues. Carla and I have issues that we need to bring before Jesus through fasting and praying, because we have an enemy who constantly taunts us, and we need clarity. We need to bring our issues to Jesus, our healing, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Bring them to Jesus. Guidance. God, give me guidance and wisdom. Bring it to Jesus to have a revival. You felt like you haven't been spiritually strong in years. You got to bring that to Jesus. It's time for prayer and fasting to be not only what we do, but in our spiritual DNA. If we are to be the church that God calls us to be, if I'm to be the minister that God calls me to be, I need to pray and fast. What about intimacy with God, our first love? If God is now your third love, fast and pray. Bring that issue to Jesus. If you lack power to change, and you've lacked it for a long time. It's time to bring it to Jesus. What about justice? You feel like you want to bring it? Vengeance is mine, says me. Give that situation to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. What about unity? If you feel like you're not unified, if you're not making every effort, and maybe you've tried, perhaps you need to bring that issue to Jesus. God blesses a unified church. One that's divided, he halts growth. Perhaps unity is what we need to bring to Jesus. What should happen when your efforts are not enough? Should we sulk? Should we get bitter and frustrated? Or should we fast and pray? In the month of January, we will learn more about fasting, the what's, the why's, the how's to fast. We will have a mountain-moving midweek, 7 o'clock Wednesday, that I'm sure you will enjoy and really learn a lot about. I don't want you to miss it. Let's move mountains in 2019 for the glory and honor of our Lord. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for reminding us that we can't. Thank you for guiding us through the scriptures and allowing us to face some tough realities. Father, we pray that 2019 will bring about victory, unity, freedom, refreshment, joy, power, and peace like never before. And Father, we ask that you would give us wisdom and you would give us discernment. And Father, more than anything, you would allow our hearts to be humble before you. We love you. We thank you for this body. We thank you for the men and women in this church. We thank you for the years of commitment and just the wisdom that we have here. But Father, we pray that we can do one thing, and that we will bring our issues to you so that you can bless and so that you can mature, and Father, ultimately, so you can get the glory. We love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let us stand.